back from the dead. It's Weeble Wobble, I never fallen. Yeah. Ernie, he always calling, checking on me. And I'm not dead yet, but I might fall asleep in the middle of a pit, because I'm only 6 feet deep. Yeah, Blueberry used to be me. I used to be on ADHD, and now I'm back checking in. Yeah, Sweeps, where do I begin? I have a hard couple months. I'm not gonna front about it. Yeah, be 100 about it. I miss my homie, so I came back to see him. Yeah, but I wouldn't wanna be him. This is Ernie on a dope beat. Beatboxing, yeah. Street meat, yeah. Eating it up. It's Weebs, I'm back. Y'all never get enough. You know you miss me. Boom. Oh, shit.
What the fuck is happening?
I have no idea. What is it? 2016?
It is 2012, and you are...
2012, man. It's crazy. Crazy.
It's crazy fucking time, my friend. Welcome to the fucking show. We got Machete here. We got a special guest, Weeble motherfucking Wobble.
Oh, shit, man.
Always that's fucking tumbles, but he never tobbles. I don't know.
I've been... You know, I mean, it's a good saying, but I've been doing some tobbling, bro.
For real?
I've been doing some teetering and tobbling. I mean, I had to duck out of here. Cause I wasn't quite with it, you know, with my mindset. Oh fuck! Yep, this is me. I'm back.
Try again.
I'm back, motherfuckers.
I'm back.
There we go. There we go.
Here we go.
So yeah, man, it's good to be back. I fucking missed you, Ernie.
It's all good, man.
Me and Ernie, we talked every once in a while. We keep in touch. Ernie's totally. My fucking ride or die.
You know, I hit you up, bro. I got to see what the fuck's going down in your world, homie. You know,
dude, shit's... my world's been fucked, bro. My shit's real. Wait, what?
No, I'm sorry, that was just a false alarm.
You guys been fucking with some new drops.
We have some new drops. So,
any cool new drops I should know about? Just the Hot Pockets drop.
Yeah, basically, we got whack shit.
It's all good, man. Well, I missed you guys. How's it going around here?
It's going pretty well, man. Cheech is on tour.
Oh, with his band?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's...
Well, he's blazing it now.
Dude, he's blazing?
No, he's not. He wishes.
Dude, I'm not blazing.
What?
Dude, I fucking... The last show that I was on
You just smoke cocks now?
I just fucking smoked
big... I just want that big old dick.
Yep. I just been smoking big old chodes now. You know what I'm saying?
Chodes a la modes.
Chodes a la modes. Wow. No, I haven't smoked in like fucking 8 months.
What?
Seven or 8 months. Yeah, dog.
Hell yeah. Congrats, bro.
You know, I fucking had a lot of shit going on. You know, I was, you know me, I'm fucking a little big ball of anxiety.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, this is the way you've always been. You've just been fucking down with the fucking, the crazy shit, homie.
I've always kind of been a little crazy. My emotions have been a little out of whack. And so I was like, I need to stop smoking. But it was mainly because I was mainly smoking spliff. And so Ernie just having fun over there.
Yeah, we don't have the drop machine, but I'm just fucking with shit right now.
It's all good, dude. But I was mainly smoking spliff, so I wanted to quit smoking tobacco. Smart. And so to do that, I had to quit everything.
That's smart, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to know what you've been fucking listening to, bro. What you've been watching. What the fuck you've been... What's in your fucking entertainment world right now?
I've been watching Ozark.
Oh, you fuck with that Ozark, homie?
It's kind of dark. And I'm talking about, like, the color correction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
It's like the whole
thing. They only had that one season, right? Or they have a season two already?
I'm not sure. They're in season two. I'm watching season two right now.
Oh, yeah. I haven't fucked with it, man. I fucked with the first few episodes, and they're, like, saying, once you watch the first episode, you're going to be hooked. I watched it, and it was just like, you know, what does he say? Like, fucking 30 million people are in debt to college. And I was like, all right, I'm done. You know, every time I see that guy, what is his name? Patrick or Bateman or whatever. Jason Bateman.
Patrick Bateman.
Yep. Patrick Bateman. I was thinking of fucking American Psycho.
Yep.
So Jason Bateman, I can't picture him in a serious role like this.
It's a little weird.
He does not have range. He just doesn't.
He doesn't like got that range for you.
He doesn't, dude. Cause I see him as that goofy guy from Arrested Development.
Yeah. You know what I watched today, dude?
What's that?
Velvet Buzzsaw. You watch Velvet Buzzsaw yet?
Nuh-uh.
That shit's on Netflix. It's like...
What's it about?
It's a thriller about art
and like, to mystery drama.
It's a mystery drama thriller about art, and it's like Jake Gyllenhaal is this art critic, and this fucking famous painter's art comes out, and everyone starts dying around it. You know what? So much shit
just comes out on Netflix unannounced, and they're just like, bam.
They just drop that shit, dog.
Okay, you ain't fucking with it. We don't care. Because bam, got another one. Oh, shit, you ain't watching that one either. Bam. We got a new animated series about Bill Burr. Bam, we got another fucking BoJack Horseman series. Bam. I'm just like, what the fuck?
They don't give a fuck, dude.
They degaff because they got your money already. They got your fucking $9.99 or whatever you pay now.
Think about it. It's $10 a month. How many fucking subscribers do you think they got? 100 mil?
Yeah, for sure.
So they're
over 100 mil, dude.
So they're making like fucking... Are they making 500 mil a month? Like, how much are they pulling in a month? They're making
billions a month, for sure.
Billions?
Oh, yeah. I think people have more than one account.
They're making billions a month?
They have 150 million subscribers. They nearly do...
At $10 a month, that's a fucking...
Yeah, do the math.
That's fucking...
That's a lot of money. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
I think that's a bill and a half.
Well, let's just say that, because we're going to... Because they bumped mine up to like $12.99. Now I'm paying like $12.99.
Yeah, they bumped my shit up too.
Yeah, so 150 million. Here we go.
Okay.
Dang, 150 million, dude.
Wait, so the...
Times $10.
So yeah, they threw 100 million at friends without even thinking about
lot,
it, dog.
It's a lot, homie. It's so much that the fucking computer can't even handle it, bro. So times 10.
Fuck.
Is 1.5. What the fuck does that mean?
With this 9 zeros,
1.5E9. So that's fucking a lot of money.
I think that's 1.5 billy, dog.
Yeah. 1.5 trilly.
Oh, what the fuck? No.
Yeah. They have, like, this was in January 17th. Netflix now has 139 million paying subscribers, according to CNN. And then now we have CNN recently did it. Okay. They're approaching 150. They're not at it yet. Well, so.
even so, dude, I mean, is fucking HBO and Shudder, are they even fucking with Netflix anymore? Like, nobody has
first
those
off,
numbers.
I would like to talk about that because Like, I know fucking Netflix is throwing a lot of shit at the wall,
yeah,
and they're just fucking going for it, and they're just producing a bunch of shit. But, I don't know, man, for my fucking taste and my fucking ideas and my fucking whatever, I like HBO, dude.
You fucking at HBO?
I think HBO has way better quality shows.
I'm with that. So, HBO got good quality.
I think, like, every single shit that they put out is fire.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even playing. It's like, if I'm not saying they're batting 1,000, but let's just say Netflix is not batting close to 1,000. They're like, for me, they're not.
It's like HBO be batting 700, Netflix be batting 400.
Something like that. I don't even know what that.
You're not sure what that means?
I'm not a fucking baseball fucking whatever.
Got it, with it.
So, yeah, it's tough because...
You fuck with Game of Thrones, dog?
Here's the deal. I just wanted to start it. I haven't started it yet. I went to another show called Sopranos.
Oh, wait.
I've never saw
it. You just brought up The Sopranos like I never heard of it. Yeah. You never watched The Sopranos, bro? Bro, so you're deep in Sopranos right now.
Well, we have a little... Me and Cheech are doing something where he has, what's your favorite show of all time? He said Sopranos, and I said Mad Men.
Oh, dude, I fuck with Mad Men
all day. So I told Cheech, I go, Cheech, you watch Mad Men, I'll watch Sopranos.
Dope.
So we've been kind of going back and forth with, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've watched both of those shows. They're both amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, in the past fucking, like, in the past like 6 months, I watched Breaking Bad for the first time.
Oh, nice.
That was good. That was fucking, I was always like, I'm never going to have time to watch it. Found the time, and that shit was fucking bomb, dude. Then I watched all of Better Call Saul. That shit's fucking bomb, dog.
Yeah, dude. It's insane.
Forget about it.
I saw Better Call Saul. That shit's fucking bomb.
So good, dude.
It's insane, dude.
So yeah, I've just been fucking, fucking watching shows, listening to fucking rappers and shit.
Dude, essentially, Netflix, I don't know why we didn't think about it, because we're just like, we did the fucking 139 times 10, just to make it simple.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like 1.3 billion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, basically. So 1.9 million turns into 1.3 billion. 1.39 million, 1.39 billion.
That's fucking, that's like...
A month.
That's 12, call it 1 billion even a month. That's still $12 billion cash a year.
But they're spending 20 billion in content.
Wait, what?
They're spending 20
billion. The numbers aren't adding.
Yeah, they're a little out of whack right now, but it's cool. But
why are they spending so much? Because they try not to pay taxes or some shit.
Yeah, they ain't got pay no taxes.
They don't pay no taxes.
Yeah, but if you do $12, and that's what everyone's paying. I think it's $11.99 now. It's $1.6 billion. It's almost $2 billion. Fuck. So 1.6 billion. Let's just do 1.6 times 12. 1.6 times 12. Let's see that. That's
how the fuck do they split it up?
16.6 billion.
It's like,
so they're spending $4 billion extra on content they got on credit.
Dude, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, no, it's insane. I mean, this is our fucking shitty gorilla math. If you guys want to correct this, hit us up at
ADHD. No, the numbers check out.
ADHDcast@gmail.com. But yeah, I think, all right, if you just look at with all like the series that's been coming out and the movies that have been coming out. I mean, granted, I know that HBO doesn't really make too many new movies, so that's different. I'm just basing it on the series alone.
They don't. Yeah, they normally fuck with like something they can get fucking 10 episodes out of. They don't do a lot of just like 2 hours.
Fucking quality, bro. That's the one thing they got over Netflix. That Netflix is just juggernaut. That's just like, like, let's just go. We want to just fucking, you know, see what some of the fucking episodes. Like, just name a few of them. First off, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, fucking fire. Juggernaut.
Just way better.
I think it's good. Everyone says it's good. I've never watched an episode.
You know what? I watched the first episode, and it's not what I thought it was going to be. It was way better. I thought it was going to be some fucking Hobbit, fucking Lord of the Rings.
I thought it's going to be some princess fucking taking care of her dragons or some shit.
Dude, it's good. It's so good where I'm like, whoa, I can't watch this right now. So whatever. All right, so another one out. True Detective.
Oh, dude,
that first season, though. Second season, though, dude. Whatever. Woo! You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
So it's like, just with those two alone, I don't know what some Netflix original series are let's see, Netflix original series. Here we go. Here's some Netflix's, Black Mirror. I'll give that to them.
They're yeah, good. Dude. Did you fuck with that Bandersnatch, dog?
No.
Did you watch that shit?
No.
It's like while you're watching it, you make the decisions with your remote.
Oh, yeah. I heard that. What was it like? Create your own adventure?
It's kind of like a create your own adventure
No, definitely.
It's a weird thing that can only be done on Netflix. You know what I'm saying? You can't broadcast that movie.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting play on just like new mediums. I don't know how many fucking people, how many times you can like redo that, you know?
Right.
Because even like the story of it was kind of contingent on like the viewing process and making decisions.
100%.
And the character was like, I feel like people are making decisions for me. You know, it's hard to like do that a fucking second time. You know what I mean?
I agree.
So.
But they had
a. It was dope though. But it just like how you can't really do it again. It was like a one and done. It felt like.
Yeah, and you know what? They really have. They miss a lot, dude. Like Netflix misses a lot.
Oh yeah, dude. There's some garbage on Netflix for sure.
Yeah. Like you know, everyone was talking about Flaked. That was whack. I saw that with fucking. They have Fuller House. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Get the fuck out of here with that
shit. You know
what
I mean? And I get it. And it's like you want to fucking be cool. The Ranch.
Fuck that shit.
You know what I'm saying? There's a bunch of shit like, what is another one? Disjointed. As much as I love that show, that fucking Chuck Lorre.
Yeah.
It was funny and it was actually groundbreaking for a lot of things, but it just didn't really resonate.
Wasn't it shot in like sitcom style?
Sitcom style about a dispensary where they use curse words. And it was pretty fucking revolutionary in any fucking normal setting,
whole fucking sitcom style is fucking played out.
It is,
dude. Like how are you gonna if you do it, it has to be like for a really specific reason to do it, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like do that show, just shoot it fucking one cam fucking style. That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, single cam. Like for sure we should, you know, they really just don't have a bunch of just fucking doo-doo brown. Have you seen that show Love by any chance? I saw it and it's only because what's his name? was Forrester, wasn't it? What's his name?
Yeah.
Brent Forrester. Yeah. Brent Forrester was like the main dude, and he did it. I really liked his fucking, just his whole fucking steezo, and his, like, you know, him coming from The Office and stuff, having all this influence.
Can I tell you why I haven't watched that show?
Why?
Because I'm just going to fucking break my heart, dog. I feel like I'm going to get too into it, and I'm going to be like, love is such a, like, it's hard for me to watch something called Love, dog.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I did watch, though, on Netflix?
What?
You heard that show, You?
Nuh-uh.
It's a show, like, about...
You?
It was a show, it's about, like, this fucking stalker.
Uh-huh.
And he stalks this chick, and he, like, ends up dating her. But he's the protagonist, and as the viewer, you kind of learn to like the guy.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, he's just a fucking weirdo stalker. And online, I saw all these girls posting, like, I want a guy like this who cares about me this much. I like it. Why do I like this so much? And there's, like, this, like, allure to this, like, sexy guy who's straight up a weirdo stalker.
Right.
And I kind of identified with that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I see where you're going with it.
It's like he they weren't dating. He still fucking checked her Instagram all day. He like stole one of her cell phones. So then when she got a new one, he had the old one. So he could like still look at all her fucking. Shit. He's a weirdo stalker.
Smart.
And that show's getting a second season with Chris D'Elia, I heard.
What? Yep. I can't believe that fool fucking got a job.
Chris D'Elia?
Yeah.
You're not down fucking, with D'Elia, dog?
Yeah, he's talentless, bro.
Okay. Okay, see you. No comment.
Yeah, it's cool. No, I mean he's a swag fucking master 8000. Good for him. But he doesn't have any actual gifts other than being white.
Okay, I see where you're coming from, Ernie.
Racist, bro.
No comment. I'm not gonna go there.
So no, I know. But I'm just kidding. Chris D'Elia, we love you.
Yeah. Well, the show was real good, but it was just fucking weird.
Yeah, I never saw a show with Chris D'Elia that I liked.
You ever watch the one thing I've ever seen him do? He like guest starred on the first season of Workaholics.
Oh yeah, Penthouse.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. That, Big Bros before Little Bros. It was Little Bros, dude. Before Big Bros.
That's the only like dope acting I've ever seen him do.
Well, I'm gonna name off a few amazing series by HBO.
Yeah, kill it.
The Wire.
Boom.
The Sopranos.
Boom.
Sex in the City.
I mean, it's good.
It's revolutionary.
For women, that shit is fucking on point.
No, for everybody. That writing is fucking on point, dude.
Yeah.
Carrie Bradshaw.
I'll give it that.
Fucking in the fucking series. She kills it, dude. She's so fucking, it's so smart. And it really opened up a side, in my opinion, to like women that I don't think guys got to see. And Curb Your Enthusiasm. All right. So this goes on.
Fucking Curb, dog.
Dude, Curb Your Enthusiasm,
fucking
amazing.
Curb.
And everyone likes so their. Good. Everyone has their own special thing that they like. You know, people like Veep. People like, and it's good. Larry Sanders Show, old school one. Everyone likes Leftovers or Deadwood, Bored to Death. Like these are really fucking
those are
top
all good.
Notch shows, dude. Like Girls, people love Girls. The episode, I don't know, I've never seen it. Oz, people are talking
you
about
you ever
that.
Fuck with Girls? You never watched Girls?
I watched an episode, it was hard.
It was tough for you to get through.
Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, fuck yeah,
I,
dude.
You know what I mean? It's dude, how the
HBO fuck? Just be killing it. They don't have any duds on the list.
Insecure, have you seen Insecure?
No, I've never
it's
seen that.
It's fucking fire, dude. You need to watch it. It's so good.
Yo, are we even going to bring up Showtime? Is Showtime just like a whack-ass HBO at this point?
No, I mean, you know what? I like them for a few things they do. One of them, Shameless.
Yeah, I dude, like them I'm trying Shameless. To get into Shameless right now.
Shameless is good, but I like it because it's just out of control. And you don't try to like just, well, you can't do this. You just not. I don't try to do any of that. I think Fiona, which is Emmy Rossum, she's fucking absolute stunner.
Don't.
She's gorgeous. And I just, she could do whatever she wants and she gets away with it. And I genuinely like all the characters. So,
okay.
So yeah, now like.
It's on my list, dude. I'm trying to start that one soon.
Yeah, that's a good one. So, you know, Billions people like, Ray Donovan people like.
I'm trying to fuck with Billions, bro. That's Showtime, right?
Showtime is Billions. Yeah.
Yo,
there's, what was that American or no, what the one with Claire Danes in it? It was Homeland. That shit was fire.
I never watched that shit.
It was so good. It's basically like if you the first like three seasons are fire, and then something happens. I don't want to give it away. Something happens, and then you get a little what is it?
uninterested? Like
not interested. I want to say like you
turned off to the whole fucking
situation? Yeah, I guess you could say that. It's just you get invested in a character and then something happens to the character that you're just like, wait, what? You just had invested into this character and then now the character is just compromised in a way where you can like,
that's fucked.
And it's just like, but they kept it going and the people say it got kind of whack and it got really good again. I'm like, yeah, but that means I have to invest a whole new, like, you know what I mean? I'm not emotionally ready to not let go of this character. I figure they had some closure. They could have ended it. They had some enough closure to say, okay, you can close the books on this one. And there was a 3-series deal, but Claire Danes is just too fire, I guess. And they just kind of keep it going. So
is Claire Danes fire?
She is, dude. I don't think she's like gorgeous hot, like, you know, but I think she's a great actress.
I'm gonna be honest with you, dude. Right now in my brain, I'm getting her confused with Reese Witherspoon, dog.
Oh, fuck that. No. Claire Danes is raw, dude. She fucking, okay. She was in My So-Called Life. I think that was like her big thing back in the day. It was like 90s shit where she played like a high school student.
You know what? Can I tell you what I'm getting that confused with right now?
What?
Freaks and Geeks. Just flipping them all this shit around, dude.
Yeah, man. So I don't know. I mean, I think Netflix is just fucking doo-doo brown. It's just like, I like it because, yeah, they eventually hit something out of the park. Like, they'll have like a really cool series that I'm into. But then it's just about like, a
numbers game, dude. They're just trying to give you so much that you never get off their platform.
So all right. So Netflix is the fucking dude who just hits on all the fucking girls and then gets numbers. But fucking HBO be like fucking like he's a going straight for
the
up
fucking the models in the room.
Straight up Lothario, bro. Like this dude is straight up fucking. He's like all the chicks fucking want to fuck him. All the guys want to be him. You know what I mean? Like, this is how it is. Dude,
yeah.
And then Netflix is like, well, fuck that. I could do better than fucking HBO. They're gonna show you. And you're like, nah. I don't know.
So and then Showtime's just like, be like, I'll buy a round to who wants to hang out.
Yeah, Showtime's like someone's shitty little brother who's yeah. Like, hang out, guys.
Let me hang out.
I think Showtime should combine forces with the Stars, Cinemax, and then create like a fucking ultra force. If anything, all the networks should get together. If fucking HBO got together with Showtime, Cinemax, Stars, and whatever the fuck is left, combine them and then just fuck up Netflix.
What do you think, dude? Let's talk about the future, man. What do you think about when Disney drops their shit, dog?
Yeah, I know.
That shit's gonna change the whole game up.
It is, dude.
It's gonna fuck up Netflix's money. It's gonna fuck up that shit's gonna flip the script, dude, on us all.
Oh yeah. What do you think about that?
I mean, what am I gonna pay $10 a month so I can watch Aladdin every like?
I don't know. I is it just Aladdin though? We're talking it's about like, Star right. Wars.
Yeah, they're doing a Star Wars tonight. Series. They're
doing fucking.
Did you watch the Solo movie?
Yeah.
What'd you think, so. Doc?
I thought it was good.
I thought it was good too. Everyone was hating on it.
Yeah.
I thought it was fine.
People
was,
were just like, oh, they finished. They fuck. Oh, what was this? Was that the
No, Solo? They were trying to like do something different. And like, it was like this yeah. weird, like.
Is that the one where they killed everybody else? I don't know. I haven't seen it actually.
No, it's the Han Solo story, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was just called Solo. But it was kind of like the themes of the movie were kind of done, in my opinion. It was kind of like a Western comedy, which is like didn't really fit into Star Wars, but they were just trying to do something new. Like, I get it. And then producers came in and said, no, you make a Star Wars movie. And the director's like, no, I want to make a Western movie. Comedy that's based in Star Wars, and it didn't quite mash up. But I saw the vision, and if they would have just let the director do what he wanted to do, it would have been dope as fuck.
I know, it's a shame, dude, how things just get bastardized over and over.
Fuck that, dude. Just fucking
so with fucking with you know Disney series coming up.
Yeah,
it's having their own fucking. Everyone has their own pay to fucking play shit.
Yeah, nowadays,
like you know, CBS has their own shit, which they have. It's $4.99 all access or something like that. And they're doing the new Twilight Zone.
Oh, that shit kind of looks dope.
It looks really dope. However, it's only available on all access.
Wait, what? It's only available on their app? It's not even. They're not even broadcasting it.
I don't think they're broadcasting. Same thing with the Star Trek.
What? That shit is. Does that even make sense? CBS is just being like, fuck it. We don't even need our channel anymore.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, fuck, so, dude. Everyone's trying to get in the game.
Yeah. It's only, yeah, new season of Star Trek is now on CBS. It's streaming. Bro, I don't know if it's streaming only.
You think Netflix is going to go the way of MySpace at some point, dude? Because there's going to be so many streaming services
that well, everyone... What do you think of Hulu?
Honestly, I remember back in the day, you could watch Hulu for free, right?
Yes.
Nowadays, you can only watch Hulu for free on a computer.
Yes.
You can't watch Hulu for free in an app or like
yeah,
through my Roku TV. I can't yeah, watch that can. Shit for free.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I don't fuck with Hulu anymore.
Wow.
Because I don't fucking watch anything on my computer. I watch
Hulu's
shit on my...
Hulu's pretty lit. And the only reason why Hulu is lit, it's like a fucking...
Are they like doing a, into like real... Are they doing independent shows, like only on Hulu shows?
Absolutely they are, okay. Man.
They're, yeah, I'm not with any of that.
Yeah, they're doing some great, great stuff.
Bro. They're like the fucking CW of the internet, bro. That's what it feels like.
You know what? I mean, honestly, I'm going to be real with you, man. I think that they're a fucking one of the sleepers, bro. Because they've been the one thing they got over everybody else is they have licensing rights.
Okay.
And so, like, for example, they're like a fucking roided up fucking TiVo.
Okay.
TiVo on roids.
What's up with TiVo? Is TiVo?
TiVo's done. TiVo's been done. TiVo's not Hulu now. Okay. No, but essentially what it is imagine you fucking missed your favorite fucking show, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon.
Yep.
And then you're like, fuck, I missed it. But guess what? Hulu got it tomorrow or got it later on. SNL, you missed your fucking, you want to fast forward to the Ariana Grande fucking performances.
See that little booty jumping around?
Hulu got it. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, Hulu.
So, oh shit, I just missed my fucking favorite episode of fucking South Park. Guess what? Hulu got
really?
It.
Really?
Yep. So you can just
fuck,
go.
Dude, yeah, they got that new South Park?
That new, bro. So,
fuck, dude. And so Hulu is on some shit.
They are on some shit. They have original content that's pretty decent. I don't really fuck with it, but it's like, if I wanted to watch, like, I'm a fan of, obviously, with Gordon Ramsay.
And anything Gordon Ramsay touches, I will watch that shit.
Gordon Ramsay does this new one called, like, 24 Hours of Hell, which is essentially...
It's like Hell's Kitchen, but in 24 hours.
No. It's Kitchen Nightmares, but in 24 hours.
What?
So
he's like, I was shooting Kitchen Nightmares. That shit was taking a week. Fuck that. I want to come in for a day,
yeah,
and then I'm out.
So it's like... So I thought it was crazy. So I was like, oh, I got to watch this. Guess what? Hulu got them all. This is not a fucking...
I've never even watched that show, dude.
Yeah, yeah. It's...
Fuck, I want to watch it.
So, yeah, basically, he comes in undercover, which is a nice little fucking...
comes in undercover?
Yeah, he loves to dress up.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's called 24 Hours to Hell and Back. That's what it's called.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, 24 Hours to Hell and Back. So he disguises himself because he goes, oh, if I show up, then they're going to be on their best game. So he fucking disguises himself with, like, costumes and stuff, and then he acts like a normal person with like a group of people, and then he fucking basically just in the middle of the fucking service, if it's whack, which it usually is, it's like, all right, everyone stop, and they're like, who the fuck is you? And he fucking pulls off his mustache and glasses and they're like, oh my god, it's going to fucking Ramsay. And then they're like, you know, they say that they tell them that they applied for like a normal renovation place that's not Gordon Ramsay, it's just like fucking bar, restaurant impossible,
yeah, kind of bar, yeah, rescue or some shit.
Yeah, some bullshit bootleg ass shit. And this dude just comes through, Gordon Ramsay, and just says, all right, everybody, call your moms, tell them you're not coming home for supper, you're staying here for 24 hours, and tomorrow everyone who's in the restaurant right now, come back tomorrow and we'll cook you a dinner that you will not believe.
Oh, bro.
Yeah. Is that crazy?
That's kind of lit.
It is lit.
It's just because, honestly, because he was sick of shooting that show for a whole fucking week. And he comes in, shoots it for a day. And when you push people for 24 hours to do anything, they get fucking crazy.
Cry.
They're like, it's like, I've been awake for 18 hours. Yeah. I can't fucking look at another lobster tail.
Yeah, basically. So that's the deal, dude. Like,
that shit sounds good, bro.
So Hulu has all that shit. They have it. Oh, they have it ready.
Okay, Hulu.
You know what I mean? And they have a few original stuff that I ain't fucking with yet. I haven't really got on that. They have Amazon Prime. You fuck with Amazon Prime?
I have in the past. I didn't fucking...
Do you have Prime? Do you have like the...
I don't have it right now.
Yeah, I have Amazon Prime just for the fucking, obviously, the...
The fucking shipping, dog.
Yeah.
Fucking ordering.
They're free shipping. So, you know, there's a bunch of stuff that's coming out right now. And do you think there's room for another streaming service?
That's what I'm saying, dude. When Disney comes in, they're going to fuck up everyone's game, dude. Because everyone's going to at least try it. And the people that try it, fucking a third of them are going to be like, well, let's go to Disney now and fuck Netflix this month. And yeah. when Netflix goes from fucking $1.5 billion a month to fucking 700 million a month, that's just gonna fuck them up, dude.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're gonna drop that much, but I do think that they're, I don't know if there's another room, if there's more room for like another player to emerge now, or do you think there is?
I don't, I mean,
what do you think, like a new fucking streaming service?
I mean, how much was cable back in the day, like a fucking good cable package getting everything?
$100.
Is that it, just $100?
Well, I mean, when you're, but I think $100 would cost more back then. It was more
okay.
$100 ain't shit. I could fucking I could go into the restroom and shit on $100,
dude. $100
when someone says, oh, what's your bill? $100. You're just like, all right, gotcha.
Ernie be balling. Look at Ernie over here.
Nah, but for real. I mean, you know, when you see your bill, and if I see it's like 120, I'm just like, oh, hey, man. Like, not like my fucking restaurant bill. I'm talking about like my fucking car note.
Grocery store car.
Shit like that, where I'm just like, oh, I got that. I'm cool. You know what I mean? Not like when I go to fucking McDonald's, it's like $150. It's like, damn. You charge extra for those.
Oh, you're real sad today.
Yeah, you fucking charge extra for them barbecue sauces, son. They do, motherfuckers.
No, I mean, just because I'm thinking if it was $100 for a whole fucking cable package.
Yeah.
It's like, how many services can I get out of that? So, like, people are going to be like, start thinking. Because right now, what do I pay for maybe, I pay for Spotify. I pay for Netflix.
Yeah.
And that's fucking what, $25 a month right there?
Damn, I pay for so much, dog.
How many different services you got, dog?
I have Apple Music.
One.
Right. I have Netflix. I have HBO.
How much is the HBO?
$14.99 a month.
Fuck, dude.
It's lit. I told you it's lit.
So you're already at about like $45.
Right. I get fucking, I have Hulu. I have premium Hulu.
How much is that?
It's $20 a month.
Premium Hulu's 20?
No commercials, and I get Showtime.
Oh, fuck. So you're at $65 already, bro.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, my God. Ernie is balling so hard.
I have fucking Amazon Prime.
Do you pay monthly on that?
No, but it's
yeah, but it's 100, so it's like 10 bucks a month.
Yeah, it's like actually they raised their prices. It's like $130 a month. I mean, a year,
yeah.
Like, what the fuck? You just fucking gonna snatch that out of my fucking account, motherfuckers?
Yeah.
Fuck y'all. All right. Actually, you're all right.
Dude, that shit happened to me for 2 years, and then this year I didn't let it happen. I was like, nope, canceling before
cancel,
that shit.
Cancel. Yeah. I also have NFL Network.
All right, come on. You be watching that many fucking games, dog?
Well, I thought, you know what? You know, they have my card, and I haven't fucking hit them back, hit them up yet. That's a hundo for just the season. So
a hundo for like, so over like, how long is the fucking football season? Four or five months?
Yeah, like 4 months. Like September.
Do they even do anything in the off months?
No, but you have access to old videos if you want to watch like old fucking.
Oh, you'd be trying to watch old Super Bowls and shit.
Maybe, I don't know. Actually, I haven't really used it. They got me on the card, so whatever. It's up there.
Bro. All right, so you're already at $90 a month, dude. Just in streaming services, and yeah, so
and I have cable too.
What? And you have cable?
Yeah,
Ernie.
Ernie's too lit.
Ernie's fucking too lit on his fucking services, bro.
Sorry, bro. I have to.
It's like you're having the buffet of services, dog. Anything
I need to be entertained. it came with the package. Like literally, they're like, "Hey, you want internet?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Okay, cool. $80 a month for fucking high speed internet." I'm like, "Fuck." Or you could get this package for $84 a month. $4 more and I get a fucking phone and a landline and fucking cable.
Yeah.
Right, you got me.
Yeah.
$4. What's $4?
So you got a landline, bro?
I do.
Bro, why don't you give me that number, dog? I'm trying to call you on the landline, bro.
555.
555. Dope. Thanks, dog.
So yeah, I mean shit's popping, you know. But yeah, they're all write offs, bro. You know, I need to be in the entertainment.
Do write that shit all off.
I do, bro. I just say, hey, dude, I need to keep my nose to the grindstone, son. You know what I'm saying? I need to know what the fuck is up on the up and up. You feel me, dope?
So tax write-offs, I barely even, like, because I haven't written a lot off in my life. I haven't had the business, and I haven't written a lot off. I've just had a lot of W-2s that I've done taxes with.
Very nice.
So when you do write-offs, so say you write off $100. Is that $100 worth of
credit,
like, that you don't have to pay taxes on?
Basically.
That's what I've always thought. I just don't know fucking how taxes work, bro. They didn't teach you that shit in high school. They should have.
They fucking should have, dude.
Fuck, bro. That seems like day one high school, dog. See,
the thing is, there's a little bit of difference between the normal people, the average person who writes shit off, which they still get credits for. It's cool. And
as a business, exactly. It's a little different.
You get a lot more, because I'm going to have to pay no matter what. Mm-hmm. And basically, that allows me to pay less.
Do you do your taxes this year, Doc?
I'm doing them quarterly. I got it coming up. That's how crazy it is. Oh,
fuck. Do you pay them quarterly, too?
It's either pay fucking all that money over in one chunk, which is stupid, or five easy payments. Four easy payments of fucking, $4,090,
Jesus Christ, dude. But you be killing it, man. I say your business acumen be killing it over here, dog.
You know what? I'm just trying to learn new shit, bro. I gotta say. I mean, you know what? It's not the best. It's not the worst. It just is what it fucking is.
So ADHD is under the Rebel Talk Network now, correct? Right?
Absolutely not.
Wait, what?
They're still under Don't Tell Productions. My other company, which is music-centric now.
You got to...
You follow that shit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Don't Tell Productions.
I be not telling nobody, dog.
Thanks, bro.
I don't be telling nobody about that
you
shit.
You show them.
Exactly, you don't tell them. Bro. You don't tell them.
Yeah, hell nah, bro. I ain't no snitch. I'll show you, though. I'll point who the killer is, but I ain't going to tell you his name. You know, feel me?
Yeah.
Because they got me on that wiretap, son.
Yo, dude, I wanted to bring this up a minute ago when we were talking about Showtime.
What's that?
You fuck with Desus and Mero?
You know what? I tried. And I'm going to give you another chance later, but just not right now.
Bro, I'm not with it.
At all?
I tried to watch them a little bit on fucking Viceland.
Wow.
I watched their first two episodes on Showtime.
Nice. Wait, how the fuck are you getting Showtime, dog?
They put that shit up for free on YouTube. Oh, yeah. To try to
very nice.
Bring people into Showtime, you know?
That makes sense.
And I wasn't with it, bro. It was like some weak-ass fucking John Oliver shit. You know what I mean?
That's very true.
I was not with it. They just didn't have, it wasn't there for me.
Damn, it's whack.
I'm kind of disappointed.
I mean, I'm not disappointed, but I didn't have really a high expectation bar. You know what I mean?
Don't they have podcasts? Isn't that where they started?
They started, yep. They started, whatever. I think there's a saying that a friend of mine used to tell me, and there's an ass for every seat, my friend.
Yeah,
it's not my shit. It's not my shit. You know what I mean? What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I don't know why I wanted to bring it up, but
no, I wasn't fucking with it. I think I want to fuck with the one that has what's her name? That fucking politician, that Latina politician, Alexandria.
Yeah, that was the episode I watched, dog.
Was it good?
No, that shit wasn't very good, bro.
What?
That's what I'm saying. It was like some weak ass John Oliver shit.
Wow.
Because John Oliver's the new fucking.
Wow.
He's the new Daily Show.
He is, bro.
The fucking old Daily Show is whacktastic, dude.
Yeah, I know.
You be fucking with that Trevor Noah shit at all?
I have, actually. It's pretty good.
It is?
It's decent. It's not bad, dude. Okay. Like, I know John, Stewart.
John Stewart, bro.
He was killing it for sure. But now that Trevor Noah's, like, in the driver's seat, he gets down. I'm not saying he's batting 1,000.
He fucks, though.
Dude fucks. And also same thing, there's the trifecta that I like to get my news from foreign people. You know, we have John Oliver, British,
uh-huh.
Trevor Noah, who's fucking South African. Nope. You have Jim Jeffries, who's Australian.
Oh, dude, how's that show? I don't think I've ever watched it.
It's pretty lit, dude. You gotta watch it.
I think I've watched I watched a clip of it where fucking Brad Pitt plays the weatherman.
Yeah. So yeah, Jim Jeffries is now friends with Brad Pitt.
How did that? How the fuck did that happen?
You know, life's a crazy fucking thing, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Life's a crazy motherfucker.
Fuck.
And you know, Jim has
he used to be friends with Eddie, and now he's fucking friends with fucking Brad Pitt.
Yeah. So
tables have turned.
You know, he does a lot of crowd work. I've seen his show a few times. Yeah. I mean, I've seen it a bunch of times on the telly.
You ever gone to a tape?
I went to the first episode that he taped.
Okay.
He invited me, actually, and I was very gracious to him.
You still talk to that dude?
Oh, yeah. We you know, it was just his birthday a few weeks ago, and I just said, what's up? And he said, thanks, mate.
Dope.
But, yeah, he goes and does a lot of crowd work. There's another guy named Jesse Shapiro. He works the crowd there.
He does, like, the warm-up. The warm-up.
Oh, yeah.
I know Jesse Shapiro.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Here's a little... Jim is very popular with the older ladies, and let's hear a little clip from.
Why do you have the chair and this bit?
It's the old lady.
Oh, you have it as well.
Two old ladies.
You two are like a really shit movie of RoboCop.
They got
where they only had the smallest amount of technology.
We came to see you.
I know you came to see me. And then so you're doing fine. There's gonna be some sex jokes in the thing. You'll be okay. But people always get worried when their mother's in the room. You know, they get mother. They forget that you've been sucking cocks way before you. Before she even thought about it.
Yeah.
Freaking Jim Jeffries.
Jim just didn't give a
fuck.
He's
killing it, bro. Yeah.
So Jim's, you know, he's...
Is that show currently airing?
Yeah, it's on fucking third season.
Third season.
Now, Jim reportedly made a pretty nice deal on the because season one, of course, you know, you gotta fucking bend over and take it.
Yep.
And Comedy Central's going to give it to you for sure. Second season, you're going to do all right, but it's still not quite what you're going to
get. You get that bag on the third season, though.
The third season, though, you set up new LLCs. You fucking funnel money through fucking production companies.
Yep.
And you fucking put the fucking Jim Jeffries fucking LLC or whatever it's called. He fucking made a new company, and now it's different. It's like now instead of like Comedy Central doing it and paying everybody a salary, now it's just like, we're going to pay your production company a flat rate, like of just a lump sum of money, and whatever's left over you can keep.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that.
I mean, I was working at Tosh for a couple of years. That's how it got to that over.
Well,
Tosh
yeah, shit. Tosh made fucking Tosh.bro.com LLC or whatever the fuck he had to do, and then they're just like, here's fucking $25 million, and make us a great show, and then he's like, no problem. He almost has that Tosh, not he has not the cachet of Tosh, because Tosh was, he had his run for sure.
Dude, Tosh is, they're still shooting that show in fucking 12th season of that shit.
Yeah, he should really kill himself. But I mean, his fucking, you know, but what are you gonna do? I mean, he's now kind of old school, washed up, blah blah blah, whatever.
Yeah, it's not the greatest format anymore.
It's not.
It's a really little played out.
It's played out for sure.
It's early 2000s format.
Granted, it's his format. He could play it out if he wants.
It wasn't even his format, dude. That's some talk stoop shit.
That is, bro.
You know what I mean? It was not even his format.
Did you even fuck with that Joe McHale show?
Talk soup.
No, he had a fucking...
The Joe McHale show. Dude, I watched a couple episodes of it.
On Netflix. And you see that Netflix try to do that fucking shit where they're like, oh, Chelsea Lately's doing three shows, or Chelsea Handler's doing three shows. And I was just like, what the fuck? Why are you giving this bitch attention?
They give her three different shows?
They give her... No. They're airing them throughout the week.
Oh, wait.
What? And the same thing happened with Joe McHale. They did the same thing. They scheduled them. It was scheduled. Fuck. It wasn't just like, here's all the series. They're like, hey, it's coming out every fucking Sunday. And then same thing with Chelsea Handler. They were like, it's coming out 3 days a week.
That shit doesn't work for them.
Don't work, homie. Give me that shit now.
You gotta give it all to me right now.
It's so fucking crazy.
That's so weird, man. I mean, when they put out a season at one moment, it's like they're putting out a fucking 10-hour movie.
They are, dude.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
That's so fucking weird, man. The way we digest content has fucking changed, dog.
Ingest and shit it out for sure.
Fucking in and out.
That's what a fucking show is now all about.
No, dude, I've been playing more video games in the past
year. What? Video games? What are you playing, dog?
Dude, Fucking Red Dead Redemption 2, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You never... Ernie, you don't know shit about that shit.
I don't, dude. I don't know shit about it. I was too poor when I was young to have a console.
Oh, bro, I got a fucking 4K TV. I got the 4K PlayStation.
Damn.
I played that game for 100 hours and cried my eyes out at the end of it, bro.
Really?
That game, it's the best game I've ever played.
Wow.
But it's basically like playing a 100-hour movie. You know what I mean?
Fuck.
It's like six seasons.
It tells you how many hours you've played, too?
If you go into the PlayStation, you can like look that shit up.
No way.
No.
Insane. And you played 100 hours?
You definitely played 100 hours of it.
Of that game?
Of that one game.
How long is 100 hours?
100 hours long?
Nah, man. I'm in days.
Oh, in days.
That's a good one.
No, it's like 2,400. It's like four days. A little more than four days. Yeah,
41 days, bro. But oh, 1,000 hours, my bad.
Oh, okay.
1,000 hours. I put 1,000. So, all right. Yeah, you're right. 4.1 days.
Yeah, I mean, I beat it in like fucking in like 3 weeks or something. You know what I mean?
No way.
Wow. But dude, that shit was, it's so good, man. Video games are getting so fucking good.
Yeah, they are. It's insane.
I just fucking played God of War.
Fuck.
That was fucking incredible. There's just good games out there, dog.
Fuck. So you fuck with games. So
yeah, I'd be fucking with games.
How much did that Red Dead Redemption or Dead Red or whatever?
I mean, it costs $60 and 60 then
bones, okay.
And then you get 100 hours out of it.
That's good.
Plus online, I've gotten fucking maybe 50 hours out of online.
You know what? If the games really want to smarten up, you gotta do that fucking. You need to get that annual fucking or that monthly fee on those motherfuckers.
Oh, they trying, bro.
Perpetual fucking license. I mean, that's on what that those shit.
Like, dude. So you fuck with like.
No. Anything gaming, I do not fuck with. Like, for real, I can get on a gaming console.
But you know about Fortnite, though, don't you? Do you even
know about it?
Yeah.
I know about it. I do not. I've never in my life ever fucking played it.
Think about this. This shit blows my mind.
Oh, hold on. Before you proceed, I want to. Yeah. So I'm letting you know what you're working with here. I like fighting games, racing games, and that's it. Like, the moment you take me on a journey, like, I've played Metal Gear Solid 1 back on PS1. It broke my heart, bro. That's the fucking truth. And I'll tell you why and real quickly.
Yeah.
I fucking came home after school every day to play Metal Gear Solid, and it was fucking amazing. I never experienced the Metal Gear Solid 1 on the PS1. Amazing. I was like, holy shit, this is fucking the most amazing thing I've ever... And I remember just couldn't wait after school every time. I finally beat it, dog. Guess what?
What?
Nothing happened. My life was still the same. No one gave me a fucking trophy, a certificate, a pat on the fucking back. Nothing. I got shit for it. And I'm like, you know what, dude? I officially deem this a waste of time. At the moment, if I can live in virtual reality and be involved in a game, that'd be amazing. But right now, unfortunately, we live in this thing called reality.
Bro, I mean,
perception of reality.
The thing about that is, so when you played Metal Gear Solid and you had that feeling at the end of it, bro, the thing nowadays, I don't fucking get it, okay. But it's a fucking multi-billion-dollar industry.
Of course.
It's streaming, bro. Yeah. People that sit and they play video games for fucking 8 hours a day.
And on Twitch.
On Twitch. And they make millions of dollars.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. I've never wanted to watch someone else play video games.
Oh, okay. So you do that?
I don't get it.
Oh, you don't do it?
No, I don't get it. But like,
it's like the kids when they watch like the unboxing of toys and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
People want to watch, because if you don't have the game, you want to watch. I don't know if you want to watch people play. I don't know what the fucking.
I don't get it, bro.
Me either.
I don't fucking get it.
I don't know if you're supposed to get it.
I don't think so.
Wow.
No, but dude, I just like, I just enjoy gaming, man. Just like playing, getting out of my fucking head. Getting out of my fucked up life, you know what I'm saying?
Going to another fucking reality with drug free.
Exactly, dude. I just started playing The Witcher.
What? What's that?
It's just like a fucking, it's very fucking Lord of the Ringsy.
Wow.
Kind of fucking old school game, but it's from like 5 years ago or some shit.
What?
Ernie is acting so interested, but so uninterested.
That's not true. Sorry. Keep going.
It's all good, dude.
Someone else, there's a lot of gamers who listen. And
yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't fuck with it, you know, like I told you. But I want to know some good games. So there is Red Dead Redemption.
Right? Red Dead Redemption 2.
2.
That shit is the hottest.
Okay, what's the next?
The Witcher. I'd be fucking with The Witcher, Witcher. 3 uh-huh. right now.
Okay.
I'd be fucking with Hitman.
Nice.
Where you're just a fucking hitman. Yeah. I'd be fucking with that shit right now. Uh-huh. There's a bunch of good games, dude. Those are my three games that I'm playing right now, though.
What?
Yeah.
That's dope.
So, yeah, I've just been, that's how I've been entertaining myself, bro.
Do you think, like, for what are you going to do with that fucking info that you have or that time invested?
There is part of me that says, like I'm fucking wasting my life and wasting my time away. I could be doing something more productive. Mm-hmm. But,
I don't care.
But no, but you have to get to, I have to get to the point where I'm like, I enjoy what I'm doing. I enjoy this time. It's like a fun reality to like some things have like, some things are puzzles. Like Hitman, you gotta be fucking sneaky and get around. And at the end, I guess you're right. Nothing fucking happens. And no one fucking pats me on the back. No one even knows.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Basically. That was on the Jay-Z album, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Shit's so hard.
Yeah, it was. I don't know what the fuck it is. Yeah, I can't do it like you guys. My bad.
No, but I mean, I just had to get to a point where like I'm entertained by that shit. Dude,
we are consuming, like, I mean, I love movies.
I mean, people are series. Consuming this podcast right now. Like, why? No one's going to pat him on the back for it. It's because they enjoy it. It's because they enjoy the show. No,
I mean, honestly, I watch some of these shows, and I don't know if you get this, but I truly get inspired. And I get inspired because, holy shit, like when I saw certain lit shows that I was just like, that was, you revealed, you told me a story. I went along with it. I was in your hands, and you took care of me. I appreciate that. And, when I, and bro, that's funny.
That's what Red Dead is like, bro.
I imagine.
That's what that shit is like,
and the,
dude.
And that's the thing is that like, but the thing is you're interacting and you're controlling because you have yeah. the controller and mm-hmm. you're this person. And I imagine these stories are super lit. I imagine they are, but I just can't really get into it. Like, well,
the thing about Red Dead that's kind of cool is however you play it, you can play it like the fucking nicest guy in the world.
Sure.
You can walk around town saying hello to everybody, or you can walk around town blowing everyone's head off, right?
Right, yeah.
And there's this meter. It's like the morality meter in the game. And depending on if you're a good guy or a bad guy, all the scenes are different. And all the dialogue yeah. is different.
Right.
And so it's
you
like,
know which one, you know what was the last show, the last thing was the GTA.
Oh, bro, yeah. GTA is it's my third favorite game of all time. It's nice. Fucking GTA.
Nice.
I've also been playing Super Mario Brothers.
Nice.
Because yeah. I got a Switch too, you know.
The other homie, keeping it crispy, yeah. had a little fucking Smash Bros. Fucking
oh, okay.
Smash Bros. Party. And with the Switch.
Yeah.
All these home... I mean, I was just like, whatever. And they're like, oh, yeah, everyone brought through their own Switches. You know what I mean?
And you're looking at them like, look at these fucking...
fucking virgins.
Fucking all these fucking virgins.
Nah, they're the homies. So I was like, oh, fuck it. And then they're like... We ended up playing like 7 people in Smash Bros.
Yeah.
Because everyone brought their own controller and you can just keep adding people.
Yeah.
As long as you pair it with the fucking Switch. So people are just, we're just adding more and more and more. 7 or I think it was even 8. It was 8 people at one time just fucking going in. And I even played 2.
And that shit was fun with 8 people probably.
It was kind of complicated. I always lost. I was like the second one to get out.
I've never liked that game. Yeah, I've never been into Smash.
But it made sense to me because it was like, oh, let's fucking have a bit of fun with the friends. And then after that, you're done.
Yeah.
As opposed to being invested. And I imagine these stories are great. But when I watch a fucking TV series or when people hear our voices, we're giving them something. We're giving them fucking friendship. We're giving them a conversation.
Yeah.
We're giving them something. And I'm not saying you're not taking it, but I have a hard time pulling that from that type of interaction.
No worries, dude. That's
I'm not saying it's impossible. I just haven't fucked with it because, like, for example, here's an old time, like, here's how bad and stupid I am. I didn't realize games were super, super lit when I've, like, until it was too late.
Okay.
My cousin said, hey, one of our homies isn't here. We're playing fucking Call of Duty. Can you come through? We need a sniper. And I'm like,
we need a, okay, what? All right.
I don't know. So I show up and there's like fucking four homies or three homies on the fucking four. And we're all fucking fighting together. And I'm like running to the wall. Yep. I don't even know what I'm doing. You don't even know
what the fuck to do.
Literally, bro, they go, they take it seriously.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, you know what? Give it to my little brother or, you know, some little brother who was there who knew more than me.
Yeah.
Right?
You're out the game, bro.
I was out the game within minutes.
Oh, fuck.
Probably like, honestly, 15, 20 minutes tops. They were like, I blew myself up a few times. Like, you know what I mean? I didn't get it. And you know what? It's all right. And I left shortly after. But I'm all right with that because it's.
You sound pretty scarred from that experience. And now you're like, fuck games.
I'm well, it's just it. Like, I didn't get it because I didn't get, you had to learn how to walk. You gotta learn how to fuck it.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Any game I play, I don't have to learn how to walk. Like, I've played enough games.
And to get it, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't get the perspective where it's just like, you know, sometimes you're looking up and that's all you're seeing. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm looking up. And then when I look down, I'm like against the wall or like a fucking bush or something. And it's
just imagine Ernie playing games right now, just running into the wall and blowing himself up and shit.
It's really tough, man.
Well, if you want to fucking, if you ever want to play some games, dog, I'd be down. We can start a gaming channel. You know, that shit is lit on YouTube,
it is
bro.
Lit. You're right.
People make career. That, like what you're talking about, like no one's paying me. No one's going to give me any admiration. People have made careers out of trying to fight that feeling that you had at the end of that game.
Look, I'm not even knocking it.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm just saying I missed it. I'm not saying, oh, you're a fucking gamer. I said virgin and it was a funny thing. But no, dude, gaming is very serious and I respect it for a lot of things that it does for people.
I think it's the biggest entertainment industry,
it's not,
isn't it?
It is. It's bigger than movies,
yeah,
music combined.
It's the fucking biggest one, dude.
It's a fucking, talk about a juggernaut.
Dude, I think they sold something like $150 million worth of that game in the first
Red Dead.
I think in the first like 5 hours.
Wow.
And in the first week, they hit like 800 million.
Okay, so here's 23 million copies, yep, right, of Red Dead Redemption
at $60 each.
It's right now. I don't know if it's the same. It's $40, but it went down after a while.
Red Dead Redemption 2, dog.
Oh shit.
2.
No, I have it's 2. Yeah.
Whoa.
It's a Target right now, $39.99.
What?
Target. It says free shipping.
I paid my money.
Yeah, you got your money. You got it way ahead, though.
I got it ahead of the game, bro.
So it made over $725 million in revenue in 3 days.
Yeah, that's the statistic.
$725 million in revenue
in three days.
That is absolutely fucking insane.
And just think about it. The company that had to develop that game, they were paying people on salary and they were paying different people for 8 years, dog.
Yep.
And so they have to invest 8 years worth of fucking hundreds of millions and that shit gets paid back in 3 days.
Yeah.
I mean, you break even in like 2 days, dog.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
I know. I don't know what their total sales are, but that's pretty impressive thus far.
And they're definitely over a billy by now for sure.
Yeah.
Easy.
Wow.
Yeah, that game is so good, bro. There's like, I mean, I don't want to get too much into it, but like, there's so many different characters you get to know, and there's like this fucking the gorgeous map, and it's the first game I've ever played in 4K too.
Oh shit!
So the shit just looks crispy as fuck,
man.
And everything's like hyper realistic. It's really fucking.
I'm gonna check it out. I'll come through and we'll play.
Oh, dude, I'm down.
That'd be awesome. You show me how to fucking walk and talk.
Yeah.
To be a human.
Bro, you could walk through town and hit on all the chicks, and then you can antagonize them, make fun of them, and then they get all pissed, and then their boyfriend's trying to come and fight you. It's great.
There's, I don't know if you've seen right now, that Rogan that he did with Elon Musk.
The Rogan episode he did with you?
Joe Rogan experience with Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah, that was a couple months ago, wasn't it?
It was, but I wanted to speak something on on some of the AI stuff that he's talking about. And because that's where he talks about social media and he talks about all this stuff. Let's just see if we can pull this clip up real quick about how all this stuff is like basically what I want to get at is that we'll have an option very soon because he's going to be making some technology. Actually, I won't even play the clip. I'll just fucking speak on it, ad lib on it, and this will be the final thought. That right now we're cyborgs, right? You've seen that where he talks about we're already cyborgs because our phone is our identity,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do remember
him saying that. So he said that. He goes, we're already cybernetic organism or whatever. And here's the deal. He is making technology to work alongside your brain. So he's working stuff so then that it's not a takeover. It's not an AI takeover, even though AI, what he talked about on the thing was pretty fucking mind boggling. That he's creating technology so that it can essentially, you can download your brain onto a computer. Then you would have the option to live online completely. So I don't know how that will work.
Bro, it seems like if someone could have already downloaded me onto a computer and I could already be living online and my body wouldn't know it.
Yes. That's the simulation theory.
I guess Elon Musk is the fucking goat. He's creating the simulation for us.
Well, so he actually believes we're in a simulation now.
So he's just trying to go deeper into the simulation?
Simulation, yeah.
What the fuck, Elon? That's kind of fucked up.
It is fucked up. And it's intense.
I don't know if I'm into it or not.
Me either.
But like, would I want to live forever in the fucking internet? Probably not. But like all the people I love, if they could live forever in the internet, after they're gone, what's the fucking harm in it?
Well, not after they're gone, because you need to download your brain first. You need to upload the brain.
If I download my brain, do I die?
Essentially, you as a person would be, you would coexist. But the thing
is, that's what I'm saying. The coexisting is so weird.
If you listen to this, basically, we're already doing that. People,
I mean, I guess
we are, because look at everybody.
So I'm gonna live in my Facebook profile.
All your friends are on fucking Instagram. All your friends are already on fucking, and it's gonna be another. It's gonna be fucking.
I don't even fucking Instagram anymore, dog. Like, yeah. I feel like, what the fuck would I do online? I'm gonna have not been happy online in the past 6 months.
Hopefully this plays, but let's see what we got here. We have a little. It's a few minutes long. We'll let it play out for the rest of this, but we'll leave you guys on this note. It is Vox, and they're talking about why Elon Musk says we are living in a simulation. And
Musk thinks it's almost certain that we are living in a computer simulation.
There's a 1 in billions chance that this is based reality.
He says that humans are basically some advanced version of The Sims. Yes, that idea sounds pretty absurd. But we shouldn't just write it off. People used to think the solar system worked like this. But almost 2,000 years before Galileo proved it didn't, Aristarchos of Samos posited the exact same crazy idea. Reality is probably not as it seems. Musk is echoing a paper on this theory by philosopher Nick Bostrom. His argument goes like this.
Quote, 40 years ago, we had Pong, like two rectangles and a dot.
30 years after Pong, we got The Sims.
Now, 40 years later, we have photorealistic 3D simulations with millions of people playing simultaneously, and it's getting better every year.
So let's go about 10,000 years into the future. It's possible that when we get there, civilization will be entirely gone because there is a ceiling to our advancement. Maybe it's because of global warming or self-replicating robots.
If civilization stops advancing, then that may be due to some calamitous event that erases civilization.
But another possibility is that if we keep advancing, and assuming everything in the physical world can be simulated, eventually we'll simulate ourselves. Every synapse in the entire human brain for everyone on Earth. Getting enough computing power to run billions of ancestor simulations could be a problem, but Bostrom thinks we'd send tiny self-replicating robots to other planets, which would turn the planet into a huge computer, and some of the simulations would start making their own simulations. In this scenario, there are billions of universes that are indistinguishable from our own. That means that chances are, we are in one of the simulated universes.
Oh my god.
And given the other possibility, which is that human civilization has an inevitable ceiling, Elon Musk thinks we better hope that we're in a simulation.
Either we're going to create simulations that are indistinguishable from reality, or civilization will cease to exist. Those are the two options.
there is one other possibility. Maybe future humans just don't want to run ancestor simulations. Maybe they think it's unethical.
All right, that was the end of it. My computer died.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah. So, check it out. It's a series on Vox. It's called...
From listening to that, Ernie, you got to get better at Call of Duty, bro. For real. If we're all going to be in a simulation, dog, get good, bro.
I know. So, check fucking that out. Noob. I mean, it's just some crazy shit that they just fucking threw at us. And I think it's just as crazy as believing some fucking guy who was birth of a virgin, had fucking 12 disciples.
Are we getting religious in the last 60 seconds?
All I'm saying is that it doesn't sound any crazier than a guy walking on water, feeding a fucking 1,000 people with one fish or whatever.
You're right on that, dude.
And it just doesn't seem out of the ordinary. It doesn't seem crazy compared to that.
Fuck, dude, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Well, so, shit, dude. It's good to be back, man.
It feels good to have you back.
It's good to see you.
Welcome back. Where can people look at you if they want to find you?
People can always find me at Instagram on Joe's Movies. I don't post there anymore. You know, I've been going through a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
In my life, and I'll be posting there again someday.
Well, some days is like, you know, while he lays dormant, follow him, and then you'll be active again.
I'll be active again after all the bullshit ceases.
That's awesome. Follow us at ADHDcast and make sure to donate to our Patreon.
Oh, sons. Hell yeah! Stack that shit
up. So follow me at Ernie Hurtado on everything. Also follow Rebel Talk Network because this is the house that Machete built. So let's support it. See you guys on Friday.
Peace.